Welcome back to another episode of Get Real, hosted by me, BM.
And Ashley.
Where we get real about the ups and downs of young adulthood, but from our perspective. And today, we have a very, very special...
Two special guests.
Introducing from 28 Lab, we have Alex and Corbin.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So you guys say very special every time you guys have a guest, right?
No.
We do, actually.
I could go through. It's all up on YouTube, right?
Yeah.
So okay.
We have a legend in the building.
Yeah, we were legendary.
Yes, we have legendary people in the building. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Hey, what's up, guys? My name is Lex.
What's up? Yeah, that's it. I was expecting a little bit more, too. So I was like, okay.
Concise. Okay.
Yeah. Hi, guys. I'm Corbin of 28 Laboratory.
Yes, sir. Ooh, we have 28 Lab in the house.
What is 28 Laboratory?
What is 28 Laboratory? Alex, do you want to tell them? Or?
It's a movement. That's what it is.
All right.
Movement.
That's what it is.
I told you, it's not just special. All right. We have epic guests.
Legendary shit.
Okay.
We're going to get more into that. But before we do, we're going to introduce today's topic. It's guy talk.
Yay!
Woo. What's it like being a guy in 2020? What type of social pressures do boys face? And how do guys deal with their insecurities and being vulnerable with others? If there's anything you guys want to hear our take on, interact with us on our socials at The Dive Studios or leave us a comment when our full episode videos go up in a couple days after the audio posting at youtube.com/divepods. Subscribe to the podcast on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts so more people can know about our show and join in on the fun. Five stars! All right, so let's get straight into it. What is 28 Laboratory? Can you guys break it down for us one time?
So, Mike Zhu, mm-hmm. for the layman, he's a partner of ours now. Mm-hmm. And 28 Laboratory is something that he started a little while back. So, between all of our friends, we have this crew called 28. Just 28 crew.
Okay.
And it's because we all kind of met up at the age of 28.
Okay.
There's a few folks that we always hang out with, mm-hmm. including Ashley, too. Mm-hmm. Although, Ashley is a little younger than us. But whatever the case, the number doesn't mean anything anymore. It's just like, for us, that's what we kind of… It's like a random pseudonym that we had. And, you know, it's a collective of people that just kind of do music, mm-hmm. like photography, mm-hmm. video, and all this stuff.
And you guys are sick, too.
Thank you. Wow. We sick?
Yeah, you guys are sick.
With the…
Yeah, very… Oh.
It's okay.
It's cool. You could curse.
Yeah. No. Yeah, thank you. No. And it's just a collective of people. And Alex recently joined.
Congratulations, by the way.
Released his first single with 28 Labs.
Yeah.
Congrats.
If you guys haven't seen it yet, go check it out.
Mm. Yeah. It's stream it everywhere.
Matt, what's it called? What's the song called?
Shoot. No. It's called Black.
Yes.
Wait, where are you guys from again?
Actually, you know where I'm from.
I know, but like our listeners don't know.
Okay. Well, where are you from?
I was born in Nyack, New York. And I lived…
NY.
In Jersey.
Why were you born there?
No.
NY. Gosh, Corbin.
Yeah. But then I was raised in Jersey and then I moved out here at like 21.
Okay. What about you, Corbin?
I'm from a very obscure area. Mm. Oregon.
Okay.
Oregon.
Pacific Northwest. Nobody represents it enough in Korea. So I'm here to hold it down.
He's holding it down.
Hey.
He's holding it down.
Hey. Only person I know from Oregon.
Huh.
Yeah.
So cool.
Oregon Trail.
So LA and New York.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yeah. All right, let's get straight into it. All right, we have 28 Lab, like we just said, and we're talking about guy talk.
Yeah.
And let's talk about some specific pressures or challenges that boys face as a
challenges.
Boy.
Mm.
What are some challenges that you face as a dude, Ashley?
What?
I mean, I feel like it's so much more different now than it was before when we were growing up, like when we were in junior high and high school.
Mm. Right.
You guys heard of toxic masculinity, right?
So, I don't know if I might be… This might be wrong altogether, but it's more or less about like men… like
being toxic?
Being expected to be men, you know what I mean?
Like the traditional, traditional, like men.
Chivalry, just kind of like the way you hold yourself up, like, you know, like if you're
it's like a holier than thou type God complex too.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah.
Like
exactly.
If it's negative, I think that's kind of what it's about.
Yeah, yeah.
Am I right? I don't know. I think that's what it's about.
Yeah, nowadays.
I asked the question.
So yeah. Nowadays they'll see that and they'll be like, that's toxic masculinity. Why should men have to be like this? Why should men have to be all macho? You know how you have to be macho. There's cool feminine men out there too.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So back in the day, that wasn't really like that, you know? Back in the day, there were more, a more majority of people would be like, toughen up, man. You a man, bro. What are you doing?
Right.
But now it's just like, you know, be you. And I feel like it's a good, I feel like it's a good thing nowadays because it lets people be more open and more, less insecure about who they got to be as a person too.
Right.
But back in the day, there were some standards, bro. Like,
I feel like you went through it the way you're just saying it right now.
I mean, I feel like all guys.
Did you have that pressure growing up?
Shoot, I don't know. I wasn't really like that man, macho man type when I was younger. I was more like, I had a lot of like girlfriends. So like, I had like a little feminine in me too. Yeah, but I wasn't like, you know, like super feminine. But I just knew how to talk to girls because I could understand girls. But now I feel like I'm less like that. I don't know why. Yeah.
Like just off the top though, I don't feel like it matters. Like, okay, so… there shouldn't be a double standard when it comes to being tough.
Yeah.
Just having thick skin should go both ways.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have to be a dude or a guy to be strong.
Yeah,
there's strong women out there. I grew up with I grew up in a household with an older sister who.
Okay.
How do I say this without like completely bashing on her? She was like the tiger mom almost. Like if my mom wasn't there, like my sister would like smack me upside the head. So I didn't really. Of course I know about the whole men being men and all that stuff. But,
feel like we had that like pressed onto our brains as we're a kid. Like we would have older heads or like or even our parents. They'd be like, oh, like that's not the man thing to do. Like, oh, men do this, men do that.
Yeah,
and we're like, oh, okay, so like I'm a dude, so I gotta do this or I gotta do that.
Right.
Get that like kind of like brainwashing. We think that's the norm at the time.
Yeah. And it's so different now though. It's like that's not really pressed on you as much as it was before.
Yeah, now we look at it and it's like, oh wait, that's okay. Like I thought that wasn't okay, but
yeah. I mean, men crying is an example.
Right.
They say like when you're young, like,
like yeah, men don't cry.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Men don't cry.
Yeah, there's a lot of pressure.
It's like men don't cry, like, but I'm crying.
Yeah.
But I'm crying. I can't stop.
I'm crying.
Something's leaking from my eye. I don't know what it is. I can't stop. I'm
sweating from my eyes.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, like Ashley, again, I'm seriously curious as what you think about this.
What?
Because you're one of the stronger women figures in my life.
I'm not strong.
Is that after the after came back. Out of my mouth? That sounds crazy, but like seriously, you always kind of hold it down when we're together with the homies too. Right?
Whenever she's put on the spot like this, she always says she's not strong. But you give her a little topic where she gets heated about. She's like, "Oh, I'm gonna beat that ass! I'm gonna beat that ass!"
I'm telling you, I'm always ready to get hit by her too. I know what I'm getting myself into.
He says he's scared of me because I remind him of his older sister.
It's probably
they have a similar energy.
It's probably because she's an older sister as well.
I don't know. Well, my brother never shows his emotions. He's like that.
I mean, that's a big thing, though.
That too, though. I feel like it's part of that toxic man. Like, it's like, oh, men, like…
shouldn't show their emotions.
Yeah, their, like, vulnerability.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm like… stupid. If something sad happens and I'm like, did you cry? And he's like, psh, no. Oh,
men don't cry.
He's like, no. Sorry.
I'm like, it's okay to cry. But then my dad, at the same time, on the he's very, very emotional.
Right.
He watches documentaries on animals and cries and stuff.
Right.
He's very sensitive.
I'm right there with him.
So, and he's very open with his emotions too. He like drinks by himself and then he'll cry in the shower. When I left America, he did that.
Right.
Like he drank like five bottles of soju by himself and then he cried.
In the shower?
Yeah. My brother said he heard him in the shower. Because I guess my dad didn't want to cry. Like he didn't want my brother to hear. Yeah. So he went
Ashley.
And he was
crying. Tears. It's just water from the faucet.
I cried when I heard
that. He's like shooting a music video in there.
Yeah, I know. It's like… let the water run down with his tears.
Before the shower too. Before the shower too. Just like… But yeah, just take care of yourself. You hear the door close. Like,
My baby.
My baby.
So my dad and my brother are very different in that way. Emotionally, they're very different. But I feel like they are both pressured by having to take care of the family.
Okay.
Like being the man in the household, you know?
Oh yeah, that too. Makes sense. Like taking… Like the man has to be… Well, has to be the one who holds it down in the family.
Right.
Not for every household. I feel like women are so… They've been coming up and they have come up so far in like… Just… on guys and whatever field they are
at. They always have been, but like now they're getting recognized.
Yeah.
I know plenty of career women who work and the guys are at home taking care of the baby and doing the housework.
That's what I want to do. Because I love kids.
Where the sugar mom is at.
I want to be that woman. I want to be the working mom.
Huh?
I want to be the working mom.
Oh, you don't like kids?
I do like kids, but I want to like, you know, be a career woman.
Okay.
You don't want that responsibility. I want a family, but I don't want that responsibility.
You changed the diaper.
Dude, that might be more tough staying home and taking care of the kids and doing household.
Low key, I feel like that would though.
Yeah, man. Raising a kid is… I have youngs and stuff that have kids now and like… It's just like… You have no time for yourself anymore.
Yo, man. I see people struggling with dogs. I'm like, yo, I got no time to raise a baby. Like,
right?
Yeah, just like even taking care of a dog is just so…
It's
hard.
It's work. Teaching him how to piss, where to piss, where to poo.
Do you have a dog?
I do.
Back home or here?
Yeah, back home.
Oh, right on. What do you have?
I got a Shih Tzu.
Oh, right on.
He's like… He's seeing his… last couple years
older?
He's old, yeah. Mm. We got him when we were in junior high. I was in junior high, so it's been a long time.
Right.
14 years.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, my mom went through hell. I don't think she went through hell. I think out of everyone she raised, like in my family, I got two younger brothers.
Mm.
So we raised three boys in the house, plus a dog.
Mm.
And then my mom always is like, plus my dad. So she raised like five boys by herself. But she always tell me like raising a dog wasn't easy either. Like you have to wait and like until it pisses. And like I remember seeing her in the garage for like an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Just waiting for my dog to piss and making sure he pisses on the right spot.
Right.
Yeah. Dang, shout out to my mom one time.
Yeah, shout out to Big Mama.
Big Mama.
I was going to say Big Matt Mama. I was like, that sounds kind of weird. It doesn't roll off the tongue really well. So, Big Matt Mama.
The BMM.
Did your parents teach you how to be a man? Like, or what not to do or what to do? Did they give you certain…
To relate it to the topic a little bit. For me, my dad… is like the typical, like, 경상도 아저씨.
Mm.
So I grew up with him. Like, I'm not going to say I didn't feel his presence growing up, but he doesn't talk much.
Oh,
so that's one thing I thought I needed to do. I was like, do I just need to be quiet?
Uh-huh.
But our whole household, like, we're just all kind of quiet. We don't show affection.
Mm-hmm.
But we know… that we love each other. We get it, but we'd never say it out loud.
Yeah.
And so bringing it back to the point. So I think I just kind of taught myself to be like, okay, so this part I need to learn from my mom.
Mm.
I need to learn this from my dad. I never had like a sit down where my dad was like, a man needs to do this and that and this and that. Of course, there are like bits and pieces where we had to because I kind of fucked up on some certain levels growing up.
Right.
But yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
What about y'all?
I feel like it's mostly taken from society, like friends and media and all that.
Sure. Mm.
Even like what it is now, I feel like society more instills that whole toxic masculinity, how it's just toxic as hell these days.
Right. Yeah.
Because when I was young, we were listening to rap music. It's like, you know, like everything they said.
You had to be hard all the time.
Don't show no emotion. You know what I mean? All the songs talked about that.
Even if you're sad, you got to be hard about it.
I ain't sad. Nah, I ain't sad. You know what I mean?
I'm sad, but I'm not going to cry.
Yeah, I ain't going to cry. You know what I mean?
For me, I was like similar too because my mom raised me as like a single mom, but she wasn't around the house too much.
Mm.
So like I'd be like home alone all the time. But then like that's when I was like, I had to see how other people were, like how they're become like, all right, that's like, I guess that's the normal thing to do.
Mm.
And like, that's kind of how same thing with you and your brother, like, mm-hmm. just see older heads and like, oh, right. like this, they would teach me, or I'll just watch them and see how they act and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll see what kind of the path was.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But then that's when I got like a real respect for like women. I'm like, oh, and when I got older,
right.
I was like, dang, like my mom really like did her own.
Right, right, right.
Shout out to single moms.
Yeah, man. Shout out to single moms. For real, for real.
You probably had that. I'm the man of the house now. I got to hold it down for my…
Yeah, yeah, for sure, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, if you look at it like from like old times, like… Like whoever was the man was whoever fought the best.
Mm. You know, oh, whoever physically fought the best.
Oh my God.
Whoever was the hardest warrior. It's just that's how it's been for like since like back in the day.
Some cavemen.
Yeah.
Take out the clubs and beat each other and see who wins.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Every day in middle school, after school, I remember everyone was like, yo, they're fighting. Let's go watch. Oh, yeah. Everyone would start beef with each other. And if you fought a lot and if you were good, you like gained the respect of all the other men.
That's how it was.
I think it's kind of probably hasn't changed in my opinion.
No, yeah, it's
I'm not saying I'm not condoning it. I don't think it's a good thing. Trying to see who's…
Because I feel like all guys like… We have like this intention in us, like animal instinct. We gotta like,
I gotta be the alpha.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. It's the testosterone.
Like, out of my pack, I gotta be the leading.
Yeah. I feel that. I feel that.
That must be stressful.
I mean, it's so natural. Mm. It's such a like a natural thing inside men. Like, oh, I'm fucking hard. Ah,
right. You're right. Now, like,
I mean, we all know how that feels.
Yeah. And I'm sure it's still like that. Mm.
What are friendships between guys like? Do you guys still have bro codes?
Bro code is very valid. Mm. It's very valid.
Well, I mean, define bro code for you.
Like, we have boundaries we stick to.
Right.
But that's in respect for each other.
Yeah. Right. Some things just don't need to be said.
Like,
how do you discern what needs to be said?
There's you always feel this fine line of like, I shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, it's what's girl code? You don't talk to your man's girl. Talk to your girl's man.
Uh-huh.
You don't like little things like DMing him without like letting your girl know. Like, you know what I mean?
Huh?
That's part of girl code.
she got mad real quick.
Wait, what?
See what I mean? Like that stuff doesn't fly, right? Like you one of your best friends. You wouldn't DM their man like out of nowhere.
You mean
of
being
course,
like…
I mean, that's not even girl code.
Yeah, that's
just why
being
would you
a skeez, bro.
No, but like, just like… Yeah, you're right. That's like being a skeez. Yeah. But I don't know. That's like what I would imagine bro code. Like, you don't say or do…
You mean even without the intention of like…
Even without the intention.
Flirting or anything.
If you have the intention, then you're just not a good friend, bro. You know?
Yeah.
I feel like if it's without the intention of flirting, then it's cool.
Mm.
I mean, it is for us.
It's like, what's up, bro? Like… Let's kick it sometime or something. I don't know. Like,
but like having that in your mind, I feel like it's just bro code. It's just like, all right, that's my man's girl. Like, what you mean? You know what I mean?
Right.
No, I was watching this kind of like pranking video on YouTube, and the YouTube channel is of a couple, and they both pranked their friends to see if they would
cover for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Yeah. The girlfriend would call the guy's friends, the boyfriend's friends, and be like, hey, like, he hasn't come home. Like, do you know where he is? Uh-huh. And the guy friends were like, oh, I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would like not pick up the call or they wouldn't lie, right?
Uh-huh.
But the girlfriends, when they picked up the call… Because the boyfriend would be like, oh, well, let's say for example, Ashley. Oh, Ashley said she was sleeping over at your house. Like, is she there? And she'd be like… Oh yeah, she's in the shower right now. Like they would cover right away. Right. It was so different because girls would just keep making lies.
See,
and the guy's
that's
like,
the girl code.
The guy's like, yo, can you put her on the phone?
That's the girl code.
Yeah, the guy's like, can you put her on the phone?
And she's
like,
wait, no,
I don't think she can. She was literally pretending like, oh, Ashley, can you get on the phone? Oh, sorry, she can't get on the phone right now.
I'll have her call you back. Hang up the phone, girl. Your man's looking for you.
It was funny.
Yo, that's sus, man.
Yeah.
When did you guys first grow facial hair?
Oh boy.
I think that mine started like going crazy right around freshman year
of high school.
Yeah, but I don't know, this might sound crazy. I never talked about this on air, but so before when I used to be in K-pop,
uh-huh.
There was just like this demand to be like have like flawless skin.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I never really had any problem with my skin, but they were always on my shit about like, yo, you got like really bad like going on here. It's like, yeah, yeah, after, what do you call it? After
the 5 o'clock shadow?
5 o'clock shadow. Uh-huh. Like,
shoot.
Like, anytime we'd have, like, you know, music banger or any of that stuff, like,
yeah,
every time, like, after our first initial recording, yeah, I'd come back and it'd just be like dark as hell right here. And they can't even cover it up with the makeup.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like, yo, you need to get that shit figured out. I was like, what do you mean? It's like, you could get it removed with laser.
Yeah.
Did you get it removed with laser?
I got it done. So this was the deal, though. My concern was this, that it would never come back.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they're like, no, I'll come back. Don't worry. It's been forever since I've done this, and I still have like nothing coming back right now.
Really?
So I feel a little weird about that.
I need to do that, bro, because I'm having so much trouble. Bro, I got hair like…
But is that a bad thing necessarily?
I don't think it's bad, but… Yeah. I kind of like looking clean cut and like having like a good shape going on rather than having a good like a dark 5 o'clock shadow.
Right.
But
I feel like what stops us from that is like we have this thought in the head. We're like, but maybe later.
Yeah.
Like we're like, but
that's what's like hitting me right now, bro.
But later, I might want to. So.
Yeah.
So for everyone out there, I mean, all the guys that shave a lot and like have facial hair will know shaving your chin doesn't hurt that bad.
Oh, you're talking about
right. Hair. The mustache area, if you cut that shit, it's like, oh, and man.
For me, it's right here.
Oh, yeah. This part hurts
like
too.
Really?
I'm good everywhere except for like my mustache area.
It hurts. Mustache area.
Especially when you let it grow for a minute.
Yeah.
Then it's tough. If you let it grow too long, like, then it hurts. Like, because I get a bad
fun. What about you, Ashley?
What? I get my wax.
Oh, okay.
I've thought about waxing too, but it's like, damn.
Wait, did you shave this morning?
I use the electrical one.
Oh, okay. No one's because
I still got my 11:30 right now.
It's not even 5. It's 11:30
and it's out right now.
Yeah. No, well, because you didn't clean. You didn't shave it clean.
No, if I do, if shaving every day makes it like I cut it up sometimes, and like, if you like really put pressure on it while you shave, you're gonna bleed.
You
have to be like really light about it, man.
I feel like you look good with the scruffy look, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't you ever romanticize the idea of having like a whole scruff though?
Yeah, like Wolverine.
I mean,
not even Hugh Jackman, but just like Wolverine.
I have a homie
that's disgusting, and then it's like,
yeah, like I'm way out there. I have a homie in high school who has like the full blown like.
See, that looks dope to me.
And he lines it up. So, like, he looks extra clean super when he does that. And it's tight. But I don't know if I could pull that off.
Right.
Like, if you get it done right, I feel like it's good.
Yeah.
But then, like, there's some people who, like, don't grow out that full beard.
Yeah.
Like, I have a mean… I have, like, an every clock shadow, bro. Like, it gets really bad.
No, every like, y'all clock know, shadow.
Like, yeah.
Even when I was doing K-pop, too, like, I'd have to shave all the time and remove makeup and do it all the time.
Yeah.
They couldn't even cover it for me.
Yeah.
So,
like, I mean, at one point, I was like, you know what? I don't care. Like,
yeah.
Like, you know what? I got a beard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Surprise. like,
I'm old.
Like, I got a beard. Like,
no. Nothing. Yeah.
Wait, how many times did you get a lasered?
I had to do it 3 times.
You only did it 3 times and it went away completely?
I thought that was a lot, man.
Yeah,
I thought
you just had
to… No, you usually have to do it 10 times for it to completely disappear.
No.
I guess you didn't have a lot of hair to begin with.
I don't know about that.
Did you?
I had a lot of problems.
Really?
Like, even now, like, a lot of it did come back.
Uh-huh.
So, I have, like, really thick… what do you call them?
Like,
pores?
Not pores. Like,
what?
Thick hair.
Follicles.
Follicles. There you go. Thank you. So, when they go down on it with a laser, like it burns off the pig, like the black pigments or something.
Yeah.
Yo, you could smell it burning. Yeah. Like crazy.
Oh, that's what I kind of don't want to experience. Okay.
It hurts. It's like I'm usually good with pain, but that hurt. Like
do you have a tattoo?
Yeah. It hurts way more than a tattoo for me, especially when you do it right here.
I did laser.
It might be because I have thicker
hair. Women the thicker it is.
Better pain tolerance, or so I've heard.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I have pretty big… I have pretty big pain tolerance.
Yeah.
And tattoo pain is like a little different kind of pain though.
Yeah. I mean, it's
people
like,
hyped it up way too much for me. Yeah, they're like, yo, it's going to hurt so much that I was just like, okay.
No, it does hurt every time. But like if you're around my face or something, like get away from my face. But like anywhere else, like a tattoo, you're like… All right, you know what? I already started it and I want it.
Mm-hmm.
Random question. Would you ever get a face tattoo?
Nah.
No.
Would you?
I've thought about it. Like a really, really small one.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like but maybe like, something like a tiny one.
Yeah.
Something that you're not going to regret at like age 60, 70.
That's the thing though. I feel like I'm going to regret it at 60, 70. So I'm
that's my problem.
But yeah. Like I don't want like my like later down the road, like my kids looking at me like, Daddy, what's that on your face? I'm like, don't worry about it. Like,
yeah. What does that mean?
Like, you have tattoos.
I do. I have little ones here and there.
Do you feel like they're going to age well?
I feel like they're going to age well. Yeah, they're very me and they have meaning. So I feel like they're good. Damn. It does hurt though.
There tattoos? Are,
yeah. They're, like I have one on both sides of my rib and one behind my back.
Mm.
It was weird. The right one, my right rib, it tickled. I was like…
I heard ribs really hard because of that.
Right. But my right one tickled. I was like, oh, that's funny. It didn't even hurt. So I got one on my left side. On my left side, I was like, oh, damn. Like, this hurts.
Isn't the tickling harder, though? Because, like, you can't, like, stay still?
Well, it's like… It's better than pain, though.
Okay.
It's better than pain. And then the one on my… I got on my back. It was for just, like, 2 hours straight. Like, it wasn't stopping.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he did the shading and everything just all in one sitting. I was just like, oh, damn. Mm-hmm. Like… Yeah, you don't need a break, bro.
Yeah, that's what I do too. I always take a break. Like every 15 minutes, I'm like, oh, I think we need a breather. Like, I want to go outside real quick. And then like…
Yeah, I didn't like taking breaks either. But I just like to get it done. Mm. I literally throw on John Legend and just like… Just ordinary people. I'm just like… Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's why I have no problems with tattoos. You have tattoos too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Were you okay with it?
Mm-hmm.
At all? Did it cross your mind?
There are certain areas that was like… I was like… Ugh! But overall, it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
It was like me on every area.
Man.
I was just like…
Alex is tatted up like crazy though.
Yeah, but the thing is like you forget the pain after a minute. And you're like… Man, I'm just getting on that too. Like it's nothing. And then you get it. And then once the needle touches your skin, you're like… Oh yeah.
Mm.
Oh yeah. Oops. This wasn't it.
Nah. Not this one.
When you guys are all together… Like when guys are together… What do they usually talk about?
Honestly, I feel like it's either women or we talk like really work or something like
stupid
nonsense, like the stupidest thing. Like, it's like, yo, how many ice cubes fit in this cup? Like some slimy. Like, and like we would talk about that for like an hour or something.
I bet you it's 30. Hold up. Like,
that does not represent my conversation with the other guys. That's just Alex being weird. And BM, with Matt agreeing to that, I don't know what's up with y'all. I don't know. I never talk about ice cubes in… cup.
I don't know. If it gets that's kind of out there. But like,
we talk nonsense though.
Yeah, it's pretty much nonsense. And we'll make bets on it too. Like, I bet you it's this. I bet you it's that. You know?
Right.
But that's just like fun talk. But then when you get serious, you just talk about like work or like just… You try to… When you're in a group of guys, there's always someone having a hard time.
There's always someone having a hard time.
Then
it's like clockwork. One person gets their figured out and then the next person.
But then it's like a chain reaction. Yeah. Like once he starts talking about his problems, like, all right, y'all, and he cheer him up. And then it moves on to the next person next to him. Like, well, what I'm going through. Like,
right.
So you guys do get emotional with each other.
Sure. I mean, no, it's not to the point that we like break down.
Yeah.
But we're okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think any of us have… Like, I'm including you. I mean, hang out a lot. Like, it doesn't matter if it's with girls or guys. I think at a certain point, we just don't care how vulnerable we get because we trust each other.
Yeah.
So,
that's why when you ask that question, I don't even know how to answer that question because we just talk. I don't know. What do we talk about? About cubes and…
I feel like generally when it comes to problems, it's usually like, damn, bro. Like, this is kind of hard. I'm going through this. And he's giving me a hard time. Yeah. I ain't got no money. Yeah. But then usually the reaction is, man, that guy.
Yeah.
Man, that guy. Hey, I got your back, bro. Man, you know what I mean? And then that makes you feel better though. Yeah, when you hear your boy say that.
That's,
it's like,
I feel like that's why guys can like talk about that stuff.
Yeah.
Because like we trust each other so much. Like we have no filter. Like, I know this dude got my back. So like… You just want that like reassurance
support.
You're like… I feel like this is why guys get together like to release it all off. We're like, oh yeah, I got these dudes. Like I got people, I got my dogs around me. Like be good. Like
it's like for girls, we'd be like, man, you don't even need him anyway.
Yeah, get him. God, you're too good for him.
You're too good for him. Look at you.
He wasn't even that cute.
Yeah. All right, so we have a segment called Mail Time where we get a mail from a source, but today we have some people having issues on Reddit. So we're going to go ahead and read one. It says, how can I stop being insecure about my masculinity? I'm a 23-year-old guy and I'm struggling hard. I'm insecure about my masculinity and I don't know how to deal with it. I think keeping that a man doesn't do this or can't do this or people will think less of me because I'm not manly. I grew up with all females and I did not have a stable father figure, so I think that plays a role here. I just don't know how to come to terms with the fact that I'm not a traditional man like I try to be. Should I be trying to be manly? I have asked my girlfriend what she thinks and she says that it's not a big deal to her, but I can't help but think that she would prefer a more traditional guy. How can I stop thinking like this or what should I be doing here? I just want some peace and to have some direction. Thanks. You're doing good, bro.
Yeah. I feel like you don't have to get out of your way to be something that's not you to look good for your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she's probably dating him because she likes him, right?
And yeah.
She's already okay with how he is as a person.
Yeah.
I think generally this is just an insecurity rather than like a male girl, like am I masculine enough type shit. I don't think that's it. And it's okay to be yourself.
Yeah. You know? I feel like just like, one thing is like instead of trying to be the traditional like quote unquote man, like actually like being standing on your own and like being what you want to be.
Yeah.
Even that doesn't fall into the traditional quote unquote man.
Yeah.
Like that's more manly. Like that's a man thing to do. Like,
there you know,
I can hold my own. Right? Like I'm holding my own. What are you doing? Like,
And it says here that he grew up with all females and didn't have a stable father figure. Growing up with all females teaches you about the female mind.
I grew up with a single mom and she has like five other sisters. I don't have any uncles. Like
I
grew up with, and all of them like yo, those are scary women. those are the most scariest women I ever met in my life. But, like they're the strongest and like they like. Yo, like you can't compare them. You can't compare any like father or no one, but like they're the most manly people. Like they're that's masculinity. These people are strong.
So, do we have the name disclosed or like
no?
Okay,
no name.
To the anonymous, you just be you. You're good.
Yeah, you're straight.
Yeah, you're fine. Bro.
You don't have to change for anybody.
There's nothing more manly than being a good man to your significant other.
Yeah, that's just big valuing, valuing big facts. Yourself.
Yeah, and if your girl is already telling you that she's good with you, then good, bro.
We have a message. It says, is it common for a guy to only have male friends? I just wanted to hear opinions on my situation where I, a 25-year-old straight male, only seem to have male friends with no female friends. Is this normal? I'm generally terrible at socializing and get nervous even when interacting with new people, but I'm able to make friends to hang out with, albeit a very small amount. At least once a week, I'll force myself to interact with others in a casual drinking environment and interact with both women and men from my uni campus. From what I can tell, I do follow the common advice of just treating women the same as guy friends. And no, I'm not acting gross or creepy. It just ends up that I never form close relationships, close friendships with women and never hang out with them unless it is through a common male friend. So we're not even really friends. Anyone have advice to improve this aspect of my social life? My reason for wanting to improve this aspect of my life is because I feel it really impedes my ability to expand my social circle and hurts my chances of meeting people through friends that I could potentially date, etc. Also, just to clarify that when I mean make female friends, I do actually mean for friendship, not for a romantic relationship or fling.
I got kind of confused there because it, towards the end, it sounded like he was saying it's not about the girl, like being in a relationship.
Wanting female friends.
But then it like halfway through again, it was just like, you know, maybe this could translate into a relationship, but then it's like not. So I don't know exactly.
I think he just like he's asking
just how
it's okay to have just all dude guy friends, but he also does want to have female friends.
So it's like a three-part question then,
Is it
okay to have only guy friends?
How do I make more female friends?
Female friends.
I feel like it's a question. How would you want a… Damn, this is so hard to ask. Think about all your guy friends. How do you become friends with them? Like, what makes you look at a guy and be like, man, that's my homeboy. That's a good friend right there.
Friend zone.
Definitely seeing that
He's looking for that. He's trying to get friend zoned by like, you know…
If there is a clear sign that there's no potential for a relationship, then I think that is one. And then also, same with my girlfriends. I just see their vibe. And if we get along
if
well, then I become friends with them. And if
true,
not, then
true.
I just wouldn't try to get close to them. But how do you guys approach girls? Because I know if you meet someone for the first time and you approach them just wanting to be friends, they might get the wrong idea and they're going to be like, what the hell, creep? Like, stop talking to me. How do you make it natural and how do you make it not creepy?
I feel like the way you approach a female, like if you're actually interested her romantically or if you're approaching her as a friend, like you approach them differently and the way you talk. It's a little different.
Yeah.
So they kind of get the idea like, oh, he's not trying to hit on me. Like, he's just trying to be cool.
Right.
But usually, I don't know. I don't think, like…
That's not really in your head when you meet people.
You're like, you're just like, oh, she's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna kick it with her. Like, she's cool.
Yeah. If there's like something in between where you're just like, oh, damn, she's kind of fine. Like, oh, snap. She's gonna know when you approach her. Like, that's just natural. But if there's nothing there, I feel like, you know… That's also going to be natural in itself too. Just like, oh, what's up? Like,
well, I feel like this person is just having trouble finding that
space. In between.
Like, I'm guessing this person is uncomfortable with that. Like approaching a female. That's why he's having trouble like getting female friends. But I feel like you just have to kind of get out of your comfort zone a little bit. Like,
or just think of him as…
A guy. Yeah.
I was thinking the whole time you guys were talking. I can't think of what's… Like I haven't… approached a girl or a guy differently. Unless, as you guys said, like it's about trying to pursue a relationship.
Yeah.
But you guys know when there's like chemistry. Like both parties know what's going on. Yeah. Especially if you're flirting, you know what's going on. So I think if it's just about being a friend or having a companion, I don't think you should approach them any differently than you've been approaching your dudes. Like, it's the same thing. So…
Did you guys grow up with a good balance of both female and male friends?
I think so.
There's a lot of girlfriends around me. But I think because like since I was raised by women…
I
have like a better connection. I don't want to say I have a better connection, but I seem to click
understand
better.
Understand women, right? Okay.
And like the friend perspective.
Right.
We click as friends as well.
Same here. I had a lot of like girlfriends when I was younger. I think, I say start with a handshake.
Getting mad specific.
You know what I mean?
Now,
like, what's good? You know what I mean? Ashley, what's good, my girl? What up? You know, one of these, like, you know, or like one of these, what's up,
what's
though?
Up?
You know, these kind of make that friendship thing click a little bit better.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
The handshake.
Just be casual about it and don't think about it too much.
Then my hands were clammy again. Sorry.
That's okay.
You can pull off one of those. Yeah. Sorry, I was a little clammy, but
we
cool.
We cool.
Might be a little bit different, like if you're like a traditionally like Korean girl and guy, right? Which I guess no one could really speak on right now.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what to say because I haven't been in this situation since I was like in college. I don't think I made any new close friends since I met like you guys.
Day ones, baby.
After that, I do have some close girlfriends, but I feel like guy friends, I don't have any new ones. I haven't had any new ones in a while.
But it's not about a guy or a girl, no? It's just about you not going out of your way to make new friends.
Yeah, because I think I'm just content with where I am.
Yeah, but it's hard dealing with people, man.
I just feel like… You just get out of your comfort zone. Just talk to more people. You'll bump into someone that you click with.
Yeah.
Right?
Let it be natural. Yeah. I mean, but if you're trying to go out of your way to make more friends with, you know, the opposite sex, start with the handshake. All right, guys. So we had a great conversation on Guy Talk. I hope you guys took a lot out of it.
Did. Talked about a lot of stuff.
Honestly, don't even remember what we talked about.
We talked about everything.
Deep. Yeah, we got deep in it. Toxic masculinity. I need to get out of here. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode on Guy Talk. We're going to go ahead and wrap up today's show. So if you wish to stay updated on the show, it's IG and Twitter at The Dive Studios. Full episodes on youtube.com/divepods. Once again, subscribe and review this podcast. Thank you, Alex. Thank you, Corbin, for being on the show with us
today. Thank you
for having us.
Yes, sir. Thank you to the listeners. And we out.
Peace.
Bye, guys.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.